After more than 2 months of delays, the Miami Tunnel has opened. The billion-dollar Port of Miami Tunnel was plagued with mechanical problems, including faulty exhaust fans and drainage issues in the fiberglass pipes. The tunnel opened Sunday afternoon, and WLRN intern Carla Javier was out at the tunnel entrance this morning to see how the tunnel handled the first weekday of traffic.
To get to Dodge Island this morning, I had to drive through the tunnel, you know, following those signs that say that it's open after months of them either being covered up or saying that it's closed. And at least when I drove through, it was really just me and one other large truck. The tunnel, of course, is mostly for those who need to go to the Port of Miami, so cruise passengers and cargo trucks. I guess they're not quite out this morning, or they're not taking that route. But after driving through, I went through at the 35 miles per hour. There were no tolls. The tunnel was pretty brightly lit, and you could see the fans that have been causing it a little trouble before. They were spinning above and running pretty smoothly. For now, at least from what I can see, the first rush hour for the Port of Miami tunnel is going smoothly.
That was WLRN intern Carla Javier reporting from Dodge Island during her commute through the new Miami Tunnel this morning. Tell us about your commute. Find us on Twitter at WLRN.